Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Korach in Eretz Yisrael, Parshas Shlach in Chutz La'aretz. I'd like to say over two ideas from Parshas Shlach in honor of the Bnei Chutz La'aretz that are listening, that will be reading Parshas Shlach. There is a question that's asked, and that is as follows: that the chet of the chet ha'egel, which is rooted in Avodah Zarah, the punishment is chiyuvei misa, and we also know it's one of the big three, the Gimel Averos Chamuros, Gilur Ha'esh Shvichus Damim, and Avodah Zarah. Yet, the Chet HaMeraglim, which seems to be Lashon Hara, it seems to be a lack of gratitude, why is it that the punishment for the Chet HaMeraglim is so much more severe than Chet HaEgel? The punishment for the Meraglim was that everybody, except for Kol Yeshua, had to die in the Midbar. Yet, by the Chet HaEgel, not everybody had to die right away, certainly. And it was a punishment that was given out over time, as the pasuk tells us in Parshas Kisisa. And this question certainly needs biur. And the Sfarno answers as follows. He says that the reason why it was so bad was because it was rooted in Chilul Hashem. And that is that Hashem did not accept the tshuva of Bnei Yisrael and of the Meraglim. Why? Shlo kibal Hashem is brought to why? The Chilul Hashem also is a total lack of honor and to Hashem. It was a desecration, and we know that the punishment for the there's no kapara for Chil Hashem except for Misa. Now, have to understand, what is this Chil Hashem? The Chil Hashem seems to be, as the Sforno points out, a total lack of trust in Hashem. That's from as the Sforno writes, Kasheri Q Yisrael Chatosam Ashlo Bitchu Yeshua Sakel. They didn't believe in trusting in Hashem that He would take care of them. He did all these wondrous things, but they didn't think he was going to come through when they came to Eretz Yisrael. It was a tremendous lack of bitachon. We also see by Kalev. Kalev, he hushed the people, and he sort of convinced them that he started talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, as the pasuk says, "Vayas Kalev el Moshe." Rashi tells us that he gave everybody the impression that he was going to speak negatively about Moshe. And what did he say? He said, Omar, v'halokarlan resiyam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu split the sea, v'horlan resiyam, He gave us the man, v'higazan resiyam, Slav, and He gave us the Slav. What do we say? What was He trying to say? Guys, what are you doing? You're saying that Hashem can't help us? That's ridiculous. He's been helping us all along, since we left Mitzrayim, of course. You see from here a tremendous yisod, and that is, a lack of trust in Hashem could be the worst avera. It seems to be. Even bigger than the big three, because it takes away everything, right? If you don't believe in Hashem, so then what's the big deal about doing Gilur Ha'esh, Shfichus Damim, and Avodah Zarah? And if a person doesn't believe in Hashem, he's going to be Mechal Hashem Shemayim, right? Because Hashem's involvement and existence in this world is meaningless to you. And, of course, that leads to Chilul Hashem, which is what Klal Yisrael transgressed during this time period and during this terrible chet of the Chet HaMeraglim. I think this is a tremendous lesson. We usually associate emunah and bitachon as a loftier level, right? If I want to feel happy, if I want to be relaxed, if I want to have peace of mind, menuchas hanefesh, then it's in my best interest to have emunah and bitachon. But you see from here, that's not true. If a person doesn't have emunah and bitachon, if a person doesn't realize that what's going on in this world, that Corona and George Floyd and Ray Sean, whatever his name is, and the riots and everything that's going on in the world is not a Kadosh Baruch Hu, not only is he stam lacking emunah and bitachon, it is one step away from Chilul Hashem, because he comes and says, oh, Hashem can't help us during this situation. Hashem can help you. Just like the Meraglim, we're not lacked confidence in Hashem, bring them into Eretz Yisrael, which is shocking to us. They lived through the Midbar, they lived through Yetzias Mitzrayim. So to us, here we are, Klal Yisrael, we're still in existence 5,780 years from creation. Again, about 3,000 since Matan Torah. And through all the difficulties that we've gone through all the generations, and here we are. We had that, and besides the Nisim of Har Sinai and so on and so forth that are at the root of our existence, on an individual level and on a national level, we have to have tremendous emunah and bitachon in Hashem based upon the reality and based upon our own personal histories and based upon the Klal Yisrael. When a person is living through difficult times, he has to go ahead and enhance his emunah and bitachon, because not only will it enhance his life in a positive sense, it will prevent him from, Rachmana Litzlan, being over on Chilul Hashem by, we hope, not expressing, meaning the danger of not expressing his belief in Hashem and what he can do. That's number one. Number two, when it lists the Meraglim. So it says Lamate Yosef Lamate Menashe. Now the Das Kenev Ali Tosis points out that this is very strange because most of the time when it speaks about Yosef, right away it says Ephraim. For example, just open to the beginning of the Sefer Bamidbar, Parshas Bamidbar, it says Lamnei Yosef Le Ephraim Elishama Ben Amihud. And furthermore, in Pasuk over there, Parak Aleph, Pasuk Yud, and then again Pasuk Lamed Beis, a similar idea when it quotes Ephraim. That's when it says Yosef, right? Pasuk Lamed Beis, right here, Lamnei Yosef Lamnei Ephraim. And once again, also a few prakim later as well. Perek Chavav, Pasuk Chav Chesu. So why all of a sudden in this week's parasha do we say Lamate Yosef Lamate Menashe? What's coming to teach us? Says the Das Kenev Ali Tosis, because what are we talking about? We're talking about the sin of Lashon Hara. And since Menashe, since Yosef was over on Tibosom Ra, he said Lashon Hara about his brothers, and so too Bra Kara Devua, the son followed the father. Menashe also was involved. This is in this episode of Chetam Raglim. Menashe was involved in Lashon Hara, and that's why over here, when we list the Raglim that are going into Eretz Yisrael to check it out, we connect Menashe to Yosef, because of course we know that Shevet Ephraim didn't have a Ragel that spoke Lashon Hara, because that of course was Ephraim. I'm sorry, that was of course was Yoshua. But what do you see from here? We see from here that a child follows the ways of his father. We see from here the importance of setting an example for our children. Here we are. The Torah is teaching us that Menashe is associated with Yosef over here. Why? Because he continued in his bad ways. Shows us the intensity of the way that a child follows his parent. And obviously, you know, Be'ez Hashem, some of you are parents, some of you will become parents. Now's the time to try to think about these Yisodos. The idea that the way you act will have a direct influence on the way your children act. And now, as we're going into Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, Bench Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, which you know, is before the 3 weeks, which is related to the Churban, which came from Lashon Hara, certainly a time to be mechazek and strengthen ourselves in speaking positively about people and the ill effects of Lashon Hara. And one of the sodos of the Chavetz Chaim about Lashon Hara is that just like a pillow, when you open it up and you take the feathers out, you can't get them back in, so too Lashon Hara is hard to retract Lashon Hara. And that we see also, that's perhaps another answer to our original question. The Chet HaMeraglim was so bad because it was irreparable. Once they spoke badly about Eretz Yisrael, there was no way of doing tshuva on such a heinous crime, because once you speak badly about something, no matter what you say afterwards, we'll never bring it back. And that's true in life as well. If you say one bad thing about somebody, it'll be very, very hard to convince people otherwise. Have a great Shabbos, and we should be mechazik ourselves in number one, in our emunah and bitachon Hashem, not only to enhance our lives, but not to be mechal Hashem Shemayim. And number two, how we act, actually three things. Number two, how we act will have a tremendous hashpah on our children and the dangers of Lashon Hara. Have a great Shabbos.